thankful that it's just a young boy, teenage boy, that God saw fit to save me. I've come up in a church and I've been deceived. My name was on the book. I've been baptized. That don't get it. I want to tell you today, you're looking at one from experience. At the end of a Bible school, I was talked to an altar, scared to death.
Yeah.
It don't do to scare them. These children don't need to be scared of old deathbed tales and graveyard scenes. Takes the word of God, don't it?
You pray the fear
takes the spirit of God convicting men of their sins.
Amen.
And that same spirit will convict a child the same as it will an old person. The reason our church world's in the shape it's in today, there's too many sitting on the pews this morning, Brother Eddie, for their preacher, that they need to be at an altar and stay there till they get an experience that's below the collarbone. Not an intellectual knowledge, but an experience down here. That they know they've passed from death unto life. That's what I have this morning, and I praise God for it. I'm just glad to be here. We went to Tennessee yesterday and visited my two little granddaughters. Hadn't been down there and saw them. I saw them back in the summer, but they're growing so fast.
Yeah.
That little one ran out to meet us yesterday. And she's so chubby now and grown since June now. She's grown so much. And I thought that's how life is. It's swiftly passing on.
That's right.
Children are growing up. Older people are passing on.
Yeah.
Life is swiftly turning. That old wheel of life is turning, isn't it? Our days are short, regardless of whether you're 75-year-old like I am, or 74, or whether you're 10-year-old.
Amen.
Your life is short. You don't have long to be here. And all that we do in this life is not going to count for anything. Only thing that's going to amount to anything, as the old saying is, the rest don't amount to a hill of beans.
Amen.
But that that we do for Christ is all that's going to last.
That's right.
I'm just wanting to thank the Lord this morning.
Amen.
And
well
feel
said.
Good for the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Now, I tell you right now, I like the sound of that, like what I felt, like what I heard. Amen. That's the way it's supposed to be. They used to call it have a meeting, go to meeting, and we met.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
Walking in sunlight, all of my journey over the mountains through the deep vale, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, what in my soul where glory divine. Hallelujah.
Woo!
I'm rejoicing, singing and praising, Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and God. He is the light, in Him is no darkness, ever I'm walking close to His side. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing.
that's good singing. Praise the Lord.
116.
Oh, yeah. The little girls do a better job. Come
Sunday night. Oh, yeah.
They was a little nervous last Sunday night. I noticed they was a little nervous at all this stuff sitting up here.
It says, no eyes in her heard, neither is there in the heart of man. The good thing they've got to store for a little service. It's saying about how beautiful heaven must be. That goes along with it.
Yeah.
Holden and all them need to listen to the words of this, but this is what we was talking about back in Sunday school a while ago.
What number is it?
Well, page 116. Sorry about that. 116.
We have a place that's called heaven. It's made of pure and of free. These truths of God's word He has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy.
Seen it, brought back a report. His report was the part to be with Christ is far better. Somebody said, well, I want to fill my days. Fill them. I'll promise you this, you wish you got to heaven sooner. I think everybody in heaven thinks, boy, why didn't you let me come quicker? Why did you leave me down there so long? Why did you make me endure all that temptation, all those trials, all them troubles? Why don't you come get me quicker? See, down here this old flesh cries out. Up there the spirit cries out. And they praise God in the beauty of that holiness. I almost could smell it while I was singing. I mean, just for a little bit there in my mind's eye. I mean, I don't know how many here seen that DVD, Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. I seen Molly grab it this morning, pull it up. She said, I'm going to take it and watch it. But in that video, it gives a little scene there of all these angels around that throne. not a throne, but where that book of life is, and up there at the very top of the stairs, there's an angel up there, and before it's got a book of life, and they say, angels, my name in that book, and that finger goes down through that book, and if it's in there, them arms go out like this, and all of a sudden, heavenly choir starts singing. Whew. Just for a minute, a while ago, I could feel that up here. But when that name wasn't in that book, it wasn't this right here. It was this right here. And then here come a devil out, lay claim to that soul that hadn't made itself ready to meet God in eternity. Oh me, all right. If anybody got a special in your heart this morning, we would certainly welcome that. And if not, we'll be opening up our Bibles this morning. We'll be opening up our Bibles this morning to the book of Isaiah. Book of Isaiah. Well, I'm sorry, Ezekiel. No wonder I couldn't find it. I'm going all through there. Ezekiel 37. I'm looking in Isaiah, but actually my text is in Ezekiel. I'm sorry for that. Ezekiel, chapter number 37. And I do desire your prayers this morning. We'll read 14 verses here. It's quite a lengthy amount of reading. You can stay seated if you want to, but if you want to stand, I certainly wouldn't speak against that. But here is a vision. If you've got a Schofield Bible, Brother Anthony come out of his house this morning. He said, I've got my Schofield Bible. If you have a Schofield Bible, right underneath chapter 37, it says the vision of the valley of dry bones. And in a minute, we'll make another comment out of Schofield Bible. And I like the Schofield Bible. If you don't, that's okay. I gave one to Sister Carolyn. And I think a lot of people in here do have Schofield Bibles. But if you don't have one, that's all right. I just like it. I like the footnotes. I like the way it's put together. But starting in verse 1, the Bible said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. That's a good preacher that lets God be God. He didn't try to tell God. He said, Lord, you know. And I can't answer. In God's stead, I'd like to be like this preacher. He said, Lord, you know. Verse 4, he said, and again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Boy, every preacher ought to preach as he's commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews, and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. and the breath came in into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet an exceeding great army. If you do have a Scofield Bible, right over top of verse 11, it'll say the vision explained. That's real important because I'm fixing to explain what I've just read. Please listen to this. And he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried, our hope is lost, we are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land, then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. We'll stop our reading right there. You may be seated. I'm going to try my best to preach this morning. Can dry bones live? And part of this message I'll preach won't pertain to you, but part of this message will, and I'll do my best to make that known in this message. Father, we thank you for the precious Word of God. Lord, how we need to do well to take heed unto it. How we need to keep it in the midst of our heart. How we need to let it not depart from our eyes. How we need it in this day of dryness when the green's gone. Lord, when the churches are falling by the wayside and preachers are being compromising and a lot of them being bought out, Lord, for filthy lucre's sake. Father, I pray to Father today, you'd censor my mind and my thoughts and my tongue, that it may not go beyond that which you'd have said here today. Lord, help me to be accountable, Father, for the preaching today. Lord, help me. I'm asking for help. And I pray you fill my home with oil and anoint me from on high. And give us ears to hear and a heart to receive the Word of God. And may we with readiness, I pray, receive instruction today. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. Do our best to ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Can dry bones live? I've got two directions in this message. The first direction I've got is I want you to know this message is about Israel. The whole message is about the body of Israel, about the family of Israel, the land of Israel. This, everything I've read to you pertains to them. And then it also pertains to us. And I'll elaborate on that a little more as we go. But the Bible said that God's not the God of the dead, but of the living in Matthew chapter 22, verse 32. And the reason the Lord said that was because the resurrection was in question. And it was in question by the Jews. And the Lord told them they did err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. That's the problem today. People are in error because they don't know the Scripture. And listen, I would like to say I know somewhat of the Bible, and I do know a vague little bit of it. But the good thing is I have a Bible to go to when I'm in error and pick it up and study and pray over it. Acknowledge it's the Word of God. Acknowledge your need of it. But Jesus told these Sadducees. Ain't this funny? You see, the Sadducees, they don't believe in the resurrection. That's why they're sad, you see. But they used what they didn't believe to try to tempt the Lord. And it said in verse 23, the same day came to him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Master, Moses said, if a man die, having no children, and his brother shall marry
his wife and raise up seed unto his brethren. Now there were with us seven brethren, and the first, when he had married a wife, deceased, having no issue, no children, left his wife unto his brethren. Likewise the second also, the third unto the seventh. Last of all the woman died also. Now here's some that don't believe in the resurrection, and yet they say this: therefore in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven, for they all had her for a wife? Jesus answered, said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which is spoken unto you by God? You see, the problem is, they don't know the scriptures. The problem is they ain't read, and they're coming up talking till the Word of God manifested in the flesh, became flesh, and we beheld His glory. Here He is, as touching the resurrection. He said, have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, three Jews, remember this, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. When the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine. And the next verse said, when the Pharisees heard that he put the Sadducees to silence, they wasn't satisfied. They came together to try to find something to say concerning him, to try to tempt him. You see, there was three Jews that was mentioned. Jesus said in John chapter 11, verse 26, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And then he asked, Martha, believest thou this? Have you ever thought about what you believe? Well, I'll tell you what the Bible said, as a man believes, so is he. So you better be careful what you believe. It might be good for you if you just read the Bible and find out what it says instead of listening to what somebody else has said. As a matter of fact, Acts chapter 17 said these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the Word of God with readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily where those things were so. And I'd encourage you to do the same. When I preach, I want to give you a Bible reference. And when you have a problem with it, you come ask me and I'll show you from the Word of God what I'm saying when I'm preaching, amen. But I want you to know, I don't want to preach anything but the Word of God, amen. Jesus told her, he said, you believe this? You ought to think about what you really believe. At the grave of Jesus, here comes Peter, James, and John. And alongside that grave, two men in white apparel. Luke 24, verse 5, and they said, why seek ye the living among the dead? I'm going somewhere, it's just going to take me a little while. He said, why seek ye the living among the dead? They're looking for Jesus, and He ain't there. And the reason He ain't there is because He said, I am He that was dead. But behold, I'm alive forevermore, and behold, I got the keys of death and hell.
Amen.
You won't find me in the graveyard. Instead of having a funeral, have a revival when old Eddie Wade checks out. Paul didn't say at the time my funeral is at hand. He said the time my departure is at hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Now I'm going to be a little far-fetched here. Your Bible talks about the days coming when those which are in the grave shall hear the voice of God and come forth, some to the resurrection of good and some to the resurrection of damnation. I'm not going to the grave. If you'll believe what Jesus told Martha to believe, you won't neither. The Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Right.
I'm not lingering, I'm leaving. And the sooner the better. And I tell you, I have to admit, last Wednesday I thought we was going to get out of here. I was kind of hoping that there would be an incident up there in Washington, even though there wouldn't. It's kind of like there's one event that comes to all. Peyton, if you had the best doctor in the entire world, if you exercised every day and eat right, eat vitamins and exercised, still going to die. The old song says, maybe it's you and then maybe it's me who'll be the next to face eternity. When the day has come and gone, it will take somebody home. Maybe it's you and then maybe it's me. No matter if you don't smoke, no matter if you don't drink, no matter if you don't do drugs, maybe you don't even drive a car because you don't want to be in a fatal accident. My son, like a big dummy, and I'm glad he ain't here, he's bigger than me, was out playing golf for the day, and they canceled the tournament because it thundered. He come home mad. He said, I can't believe they canceled it because of a thunderbolt. I said, son, do you know more people die from strikes of lightning than from any other thing in the world? More people die from lightning than shark bites, gunshots, or anything else? Do y'all know that? Well, I hope it's true. I heard a preacher say that on the radio. I haven't researched it. But that's what he said. And here somebody canceled a golf tournament because it thundered, and my son got mad because he got a metal club in his hand wanting to hit a white ball. Man, I'm telling you. Well, let me say, I've got 3 points. I don't think I'll be long preaching this morning. But let me say that the dead need life. Our text here today is talking about some dry bones, and the reason they're dry bones and they're very dry is because they're dead. Amen. They need life. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says, and you have He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. If you're saved this morning, you're alive. If you're lost here this morning, you're alive for the purpose of life. But I'll tell you right now, you're as good as dead. The sentence of death is already against you. The odds are stacked. The deck is stacked. I'm telling you right now, the devil's attacking. Amen. He don't want you to get eternal life. He wants to get you on your best day to say, I got plenty of time. I'm feeling good. What's the hurry? My chest ain't hurting. My blood pressure's just right. I'm telling you, on a day like that, you can leave out of here, buddy.
Right.
Down at Brotherhood Free Will Baptist Church, a man came to church down there, and Brother George met him at the door, and he was awful cheerful. And Brother George said, what is so cheerful about, brother? And he said, Brother George, I went to the doctor today. He said, I got the heart of a 16-year-old. He fell dead in the middle of service. My pastor said he fell out an aisle. Stone dead. Heart of a 16-year-old, Gayla. So much for a doctor. By the way, for what it's worth, let me intermission here just a little bit. They're just practicing physicians. They're not the great physician. They mean you well. They know how to charge.
Right.
Man stuck his head in the door of my dad when I was with him at the hospital. He said, how you doing, Mr. Wade? Sent Daddy a bill in the mail, $500. Daddy said, I don't even know his name. I ain't paying this. He never done nothing but wave at me. He said, how you doing, Mr. Wade? $500. He must have thought he was a politician or something. Yeah. I caught this on the news this morning. You know, they kind of got us over a barrel on gasoline. The next thing is medicine. They got a big deal now. Make sure you're not... Let me see how they said that. That your prescriptions are not defrauded. Like they get your identity with a credit card and they put things on your credit card and you end up paying for bulldozers and houses and cars. They've got a way now to defraud you with medical. And someone else can get their medicine and get their medical needs met at your expense. So I want to keep an eye on that. That's a new frontier. You see that big old S with them two lines through it? That's all they see. And they want to see as much of it as they can. And I'll promise you this. If you got to take medicine, be careful. Don't take too much. Don't take no more what you need. And I do believe medicine's good. But I'll tell you right now, they want to somehow make $1 million off of you. Margaret went to the doctor, and the only thing she had was a kidney stone. And I don't know the doctor, I just know one thing, it didn't come out right. She lost the kidney and about lost her life. And I'm telling you, buddy, you better be careful when it comes to doctors. And I like doctors, I just don't go to them unless I have to. I don't even get a checkup. I've already got a checkup. Amen. Man, I'm good to go. Name's the book. Sins under the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. I don't know what time my departure is, but I wish it hurt and get here. My child don't like me say that. She said, you wait a minute on that. The Lord needs to wait a while. Well, I'll tell you right now, He's not going to wait, but He is right now. The long-suffering of God is waiting right now. But I'll tell you right now, on the horizon, there's a day called the day of the Lord will come. He's coming! The Bible said the dead need life. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 5, verse 12, he that has the Son has life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These dry bones are dry, and the reason they're dry is because they're dead. Most churches today are dry, and the reason they're dry is because they ain't got no life. Amen. I'm talking about these are lively stones. These are living epistles. Amen. I'm telling you, the Word of God, boy, it'll quicken you. The Word of God, it'll heal you. It'll help you. The Word of God, I'm telling you what, buddy, we need a balanced diet of the Word of God. But the reason we got so many dry bones today, we've been abstaining from the very thing we need. And we've been indulging on the things we don't need.
Right.
And then let everything get out of kilter. And all of a sudden we want to try to somehow get an overnight fix. Dead. Need life. St. John chapter 3 verse 36. Talks about having the Son of God. And I was going to quote it, but I didn't want to misquote it, so I'm turning there real quick. But the Bible says, he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him. How come we got so many different religions? That verse right there ought to stand in the way of every religion. It's not about Christ. That verse right there ought to be somehow a mile marker to these, I'm telling you, that think you can go some other way. They think that some Mohammed or some Allah is some way. By the way, they're trying to dominate the world. But according to that verse right there, they're not going to make it, amen.
No.
They need life, and that life's in Jesus. You can't get it nowhere else but from Him. If you don't go to Him, one day you're going to die. You die without Him, you'll stand before God, and the horrors of hell will come upon you. And I'm telling you, buddy, you'll realize you was wrong, and God was right, and you'll say, Lord, I should have listened to you. They need life. The reason they're dead in trespass and sin, they won't let Jesus take His rightful place. They won't let Him open the door of their heart. They won't let Him come in and make them whole. And I'm telling you, He should have done that. Appreciate the testimony, Brother Vernon. I saw the tears trickling down His cheek and I felt what I saw. But I'm glad it's real, brother. Man, I'm telling you what, I remember as a young boy, I remember an old church up on Columbia Avenue, and I walked up those steps of that church, and a man stuck a hand out and swallowed my hand up. A great big guy, he said, come on in here, boy. We're glad to have you. I wasn't old enough to know nothing, but I went in there that day, and I heard the preaching of the Word of God.
Yeah.
A dead need life.
Sure.
I don't want to meet in a funeral home. And when church has become like a funeral home service, we're out of business.
Amen.
God's not the God of the dead, Molly. He's the God of the living.
Amen.
Man, I'm telling you, I like that shouting. I don't know who was that you shouted when we were singing up there? I was kind of hoping it'd break out and get out of the banks. Amen. I like that shouting. I think God likes it. I think, buddy, He wants more of it. Amen. We got so many muzzled. I'm telling you, don't muzzle. But I'll tell you what, make manifest the praise of God, the fruit of our lips, giving praise to His name.
Amen.
I don't know what in the world we're holding back on, Gayla.
Right.
Well, what are we waiting on? Has somebody got to pull a pin of a hand grenade and turn it loose before we get excited? Man, just think about it. You're going to heaven.
Amen. Yeah.
Good friend of mine, Bob McCurry. You know Bob McCurry down Stone Mountain?
Yeah.
He had a visiting preacher come to his church and he preached on hell and Bob's up there. Woo! Glory! Woo! Glory! Running around the church like a beagle hound chasing a rabbit. The guy just stopped preaching. He said, what are you shouting about? I'm preaching on hell. And Bob said, I'm just glad I ain't going.
Amen.
He said, shout on, brother. I'll preach on. You know, I mean, we're talking about a man preaching one day and went plumb through a wall and kept preaching. Had it half him in the wall, half him out of the wall, and kept on preaching. Bob McCurry. Well, we need a little bit of that. And if not, we're going to be dry bones. I'm telling you, buddy, God's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. Every now and then, in order to leak out a little bit. But the dead need life. And also, I want you to know, they need preaching. Amen. I was glad to hear this. On SRN News, on King of Kings Radio, it said young people are looking for a church where the Word of God's preached. I couldn't believe that. I thought we had to have hot dogs, popcorn. I thought we had to have words on the wall. And we had to have a little banner to do like that right there. And I thought we had to have all of that, you know, to cater to the flesh. Young people, we want to find somewhere where the Word of God's preached.
Amen.
That caught me. I mean, I liked it, but I wasn't expecting it. Young people trying to find a church where the Word of God's preached.
Amen.
Those programs. Those things that they're trying, and I do mean trying, they're not sanctioned by God, they're not endorsed by God, and they're coming to an end, and there ain't nothing but a bunch of dry bones in there. The young people need preaching. Jimmy Hood, street preacher up in Columbus, Ohio, he said, we got a youth program in our church, we preach the Word of God to them. He said, we got an old folks program in our church, we preach the Word of God to them. I'll tell you right now what a word, preach the Word of God. Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season. He said, we'll prove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come, they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall be heaped in themselves, teachers having itching ears, and be tired from the truth, the fables. Preach the Word. Preach it, precept upon precept. Preach it, line upon line. Preach it here a little, there a little. Thus saith the Word of God. Young people need preaching. Old people need preaching. We all need preaching. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21 said, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. My pastor preached, I believed, I got saved. And after I got saved, that same message I heard, it made me mad. Carolyn, I thought my wife had done told him everything I'd ever done. I was going to whoop her when we got home. Molly, I thought, who does he think he is? I was going to bite my mouth on the way out the door. I mean, he's up there, boy, doing everything, but come back here saying, Eddie Wade's done this, Eddie Wade's done that. I mean, but he's plowing right down my row, and he's making, I mean, those prayers are straight. It was getting personal. I was getting mad. But after I got saved, the same message, it blessed me to the bone, popped off my shirt. Amen. You see, the problem wasn't with him. The problem wasn't with my wife. The problem was with me. I blamed everybody but me. My wife. How dare her tell him what I've done? Who does he think he is? Calling me a sinner. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If this sinner got saved, the hallelujah's been running ever since, Kayla. But God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. All don't believe. Matter of fact, Hebrews chapter number 4, verse 2, said the gospel was first preached to the Jews. But it didn't profit them because it wasn't mixed with faith. It went in one ear and out the other ear. I believed, William. I believed enough. I don't know what you call a degree of faith. I believe every jot, every tittle, the page numbers, chapters. I believed it all. You hold against you, you want to, but if it's in the Word of God, it's good as gold as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
I mean, let Him be God. Amen. If you let Him be God, He'll show Himself to be God, Anthony. He'll say, I'm a God of my Word. I'll back it up. That's why I quoted during that Sunday school lesson this morning, all the promise of God in Him are yea, and in Him are amen. I've seen Him work. I've seen Him when I said, Lord, Your Word says this. Brother Melvin Hill sought to honor that. Because you see, I stepped on that rock of faith and said, Lord, Your Word said this. And I'm taking it, Your Word. God likes that. He likes that when you take Him at His Word. You'll find out He'll back it up. But I'm telling you what's lacking today. His preaching. Verse 18 of the same chapter, Paul said, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God." Glory to God. I'm glad I'm saved. Before, I'll tell you what, that preaching didn't do what for me it does now. Now it feeds my soul. Now it gives me something for the journey. Amen. Preachers, let me say this, they're only ministers and all they can do is plant or water seeds. But I'll tell you right now, God, He's God and He can give the increase. Amen. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, when He gives the increase, I like to see it. Amen. But the dead need life. For whatever you feel about it, they need preaching. They need preaching. God help us today in this spineless generation we're living in. I don't have any apologetic preaching. If you don't like what I say, take it up with God. Amen. Old song, "Go tell God on me." If you want to come confront me, you come right on. I'll just tell you right now, rather have you mad at me, have God mad at me. I'll have to answer to God one day for every single message, every word that I've ever spoken. The Bible said men will give an account of the words that they've spoken, of the deeds that they've done, and the thoughts that they've thunk, and all that stuff. I'll just tell you right now, I want to be on good ground when I stand before God. And I'm going to stay with the book. I'm not going to trade it for another. I'm not going to trade the truth for a lie. I'm telling you right now, no lies are the truth.
Amen.
We need preaching today. God told him, He said, "You preach." And when he started preaching, I want you to know the third point, they started coming together. Now, biggest problem most churches are full of dead. I mean, they got a bunch of people that's dead in trespass and sins. They don't want nobody to wake them up. They want somebody to come in there and sing them to sleep, and somebody to come in there and tickle their ear a little bit, and not to disturb them, not to interrupt them because they want to sleep. I'll just tell you right now, that's not church.
Amen.
Now, if you get all excited, woo! Help yourself. If you get all excited, glory to God! Help yourself. I'll tell you right now, He's worthy of anything you can give.
Amen.
But the biggest problem most churches today, they're full of dried bones. I said this pertains to Israel. I'm just making a comparison here. What happened to them is happening to us. The reason they got dry, as they started listening to the heathenistic nations, wanting gods like the heathenistic gods had, and they wanted to do the things the heathens did, and as much as they did, the more they got away from God, and the more dead they became, until one day they said, "This ain't working! Let's find our way back to God!" Well, that's what's going on today. I hear y'all say, "Let's pray for the churches." I'll tell you what the churches need. They need somebody to come in there and preach with a backbone like a saw log, tell it, "Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Thus saith the Lord." The Word of God, amen. They came together. You notice here, God told him, He said, "Can these bones live?" And He said, "Lord, Thou knowest." And He said, "Prophesy or preach to these bones, and preach to them, and tell them, old dry bones, hear the word of the Lord, amen. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear, amen. I'm telling you what we need. It's in the Word of God."
Amen.
God said, "I'll cause breath to enter into them." But I want you to know, buddy, when He started preaching, He said there was a shaking. Verse 7. He said, and the bones came together. Can you imagine? I mean, I'm reading this, but in my mind I'm seeing this, and I see a graveyard of bones. Here's a man about preaching to a graveyard. And all of a sudden the graveyard starts shaking. And as it's shaking, the bone starts coming to bone. And they fitly join together. And when they get together, the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 4. You listen to this. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Why? That we henceforth be no more children.
Right.
Tossed to and fro. Carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. His guys passed away. I went to his house trying to talk him into getting saved. He looked at me like I was from Mars. I said, Ed, you got all the signs of a dying man. They sent him home to die. Hospice was coming in. And I said, Ed, I don't know how long you got, buddy, but you better take advantage what time you got. Ed Gash died, Gayla. I come over, his wife, Elsie, son John. I come over there to tell Elsie I'm sorry to hear about Ed passing away. John come running out there to meet me when I pulled in the driveway. He said, Brother Eddie, come on in. We're talking about the Bible. Well, I got a little excited. I thought, glory. Man, I've been trying to get the Bible in here for years. And I went in there. Two guys dressed up like preachers. Lots of time we look on the outward appearance and draw the wrong conclusion, but I assumed they was preachers. Didn't take me about 5 minutes to realize they was Jehovah's Witnesses. And after I realized that, I thought, I don't know how this is going to go, but I'm done in over my head, so I'll just sit here a minute. Finally, they turned around and asked me something. The Bible said we bear not the sword in vain. And if you're able to use that sword skillfully, you'll find out it cuts coming and going. Amen. But when they asked me that question, I exposed both of them men for what they were, false prophets, wolves in sheep's clothing, and I had a terrible look on their face. They wanted to leave. They was like me. They was in over their head too. And then I'll tell you right now, I took them two men and took them down to nothing. And the last word I heard them two men say, well, one of them, the other one was so mad he couldn't talk, but one of them, he said, I'll tell you one thing, you know your Bible. I said, you better know yours too, buddy. I challenge you, you get to know your Bible, and you won't be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Now, Elsie, she didn't know her Bible. John, he didn't know no better. Ed, he's lost. Elsie claimed to be saved. But I'll tell you right now, there are people that want you tossed this way, want you tossed that way, and they want to try to get some kind of wind of doctrine and get you to somehow let go of what you got for something else. I'll tell you right now, buddy, when you get to preaching, you'll find out people start coming together, and we need to come together in the unity of faith. Amen. Matter of fact, in that same chapter, I don't know what I took my finger off of for, I guess to walk away from my pulpit, but in that same chapter, look at verse number 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. I won't get to bullying this morning, but I'll tell you this much. It said there's one baptism. Let's just go this far. John said, I indeed baptize with water. But there's one coming after me who's mightier than I am, whose fan is in his hand. It's a different baptism. He'll baptize with the fire, and the Holy Ghost. There's only one. And the Bible does say we're baptized by one Spirit into one body. It also says John was down at Jordan baptizing, and Jesus came to him and said, suffer to be so. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And he suffered him. And when he baptized Jesus, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit like a dove descending down upon him. But I want you to know, there's only one.
Amen.
I showed my faith by my works.
Right.
But he didn't save me. Brother Vernon hit on it this morning. They'll sell you a wind of doctrine. You better be careful what you believe. You better know what you believe. You better be assured of what you believe. I'll tell you what, the more time you spend this Bible, the more time you spend in the good fundamental Bible-believing church, the more you'll come together in the unity of the faith, and you'll be endeavoring to keep the faith. And I'll tell you right now, the body of Christ is to be in unity. We'll be in that body, be fitly joined. Verse 16. Same chapter. I don't know why I keep turning from it. It says, from whom the whole body being fitly joined and compact by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body to the edifying of itself in love, talking about being in the body of Christ, you read all of that? There's only one body. It's the body of Christ. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians, chapter number 12, starting in verse 12, "For as the body is one, hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one, also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, it is therefore not of the body, ? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, am I not of the body, it is therefore not the body." I'm telling you, this is simple, but it says they're all working together to be one. Amen.
That's
right. Verse 26. Well, let me read verse 25. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now are ye the body of Christ, and members in particular. Whew. When the preaching is where it needs to be, the members will start coming together. They'll start fitting together. They'll be fitly joined together. And I'll tell you right now, the dead, they need to get life before death runs its course. And the way to get that life is by listening to preaching. When the preaching's where it needs to be, and the Holy Spirit's bearing witness with the truths of the Word of God, you'll find out you and God will come together. And He'll make you. The Bible said He gave power to become the sons of God. As many as received Him, to Him gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I believe that's what I shared with Holden last Sunday night. I said, "Holden, are you ready to believe God to save you?" He said he wanted to get saved. And I said, "Holden, are you ready to believe God to save you?" I said, "The Bible said in St. John chapter 1 verse 12, as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon His name." And I said, "Are you ready to believe?" He said, "Yes, I am." And I said, "Then you ask the Lord right here, right now, to forgive you and ask Him to save you." And He did. And I told him to read the Gospel of St. John. I don't know if he did or not, but I told him to read it. And if he did read it, I'll tell you one thing, it confirmed what he believed. The Word of God will back you up. The Word of God, I'll tell you what, it's solid ground. It's not shifting sand. It's a sure foundation. You'll find out, buddy, on the Word of God, you can stand. And having done all, you can stand there with.
Amen.
What's the problem today? The churches have embraced things they do it abstain from. I'm not going to sanction same-sex unions. I'll tell you right now, I'll tell them that Jesus is able to deliver them out of that. He's able to forgive them to the uttermost from the guttermost. He can and will. But they're not going to come in here thinking I'm going to recognize. They might come in here and realize they can have mercy instead of judgment. But I've read the Bible. I know what it says. Those that think it says otherwise need to read again. They got need of one. Teach them again what thus saith the Word of God. But I'll tell you this today. Dry bones can live. If dry bones will listen to preaching of the Word of God, Molly. If dry bones will start coming together, they can live. I'm telling you, God wants you to live. It's not His will that you die in your sins. It's His will that you repent of your sins and get eternal life. He has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And yet the Bible said He's angry with the wicked every day. But yet He sticks out a nail-scarred hand and says, "I love you. Come to me and let me help you. And if you don't come to Him and you die in your sins, you'll have hell to pay."
That's right.
Dry bones can live if they'll listen to God. Dry bones can come together by the preaching of the Word of God. churches are in disarray today because people have drifted away from the truth, the Word of God. God commanded this Word to 1,000 generations. He settled it in the heavens. He magnified it above all of His name. I want you to know it's not only sanctioned by God. Psalm 68:11 says, "The Lord gave the Word. Great was the company of those that published it." This is indeed the Word of God. Yeah. Peter said the Scriptures came not in old time by the will of man, but by the will of God. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. We know the Scriptures, the Word of God, God sent, God gave, because we need. Amen. And without it, we'll be dry bones. Yeah. Without it, I'll tell you, one day death will finish its course. And you won't be sitting here dead in trespasses and sins. You'll be eternally dead. No hope without God in hell. You'll have plenty of time to think about how you shunned all those invitations that God gave you to come forward and receive His mercy. You'll have plenty of time to think about all the times that you grieved the Holy Spirit and said, "Not now, not today, not now, not today, if not now, if not today. I beg you, when?" Salvation is an urgent thing. The Bible said today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. It says now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. I'll get Brother Melvin, if he would please be getting the invitational hand, he can be standing. Father, we thank You for the precious Word of God, for the message today. Lord, awful quiet in here. But it is quiet when you're doing surgery. Now I pray, dear Father, today for the witness of the Holy Spirit of God. I pray the Holy Spirit would usher the souls that are here this morning that need to come forward. Lord, I've done the best I could. I've done, Lord, all I can. I pray You'll do what I can't. I pray You'll bring salvation to this church today. And we'll thank You and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Page
200. If you can stand this morning. That'd be the first step to coming forward. Stand up. Show God they're interested in your soul. Show Him.
I sin a prisoner, mercy with the Lord, and He will surely give you rest by trusting in His Word.
This is it. That's all you got to do.
Only trust Him now.
Morning, you ought to come up here. We have done showed you how easy it is. Just step out and come on. Don't let the devil beat you out of it. Lord, bless you with the wind. I thank You, Father, Lord, for the encouragement. Lord, for the blessing of this world is. Lord, I see Him not just here, but actively here, participating, being a doer, not a hearer. I pray You bless you with the wind. Bless him, bless his family. Lord, I pray You to honor, Lord, his sacrifice of stepping up. May You, I pray, draw others to the altar here with You. May they get saved today. For it's everlasting too late. Lord, one day it'll be the last invitational hymn. One day it'll be the last preaching. One day, Lord, it'll be too late. I pray for those that are here this morning not ready to meet You as You come. Lord, they're lost and undone without God. Lord, may the fear of God get a hold of them like the pain of a woman and child. May the pains of hell get a hold of them. He will say, bless you for the way. Send you now. Don't you want to go to heaven? I wouldn't miss heaven for whatever. harvest you can even come. Think about what you're holding on to. Think about what's depriving you of the blessing of God. Think about what you're not willing to let go of. Is it worth it? Is it really worth it? You're the only one that can answer that, because that's a personal question. But I do want you to think about that. Maybe somebody's got a word in heart this morning. Listen, if you want to come, you come on right now. Don't worry about the time. Don't worry about the service. If they need to leave, they can leave. I'll stay with you. Anybody got a word in your heart this morning?
I praise the Lord this morning. I love Him. I thank you for Calvary and the blood.
If
it hadn't been for
the blood, we'd all be lost. That's right, Molly. Amen. Amen. I love Him too. The Bible said, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and gave His Son to be a propitiation for our sins. That's love. Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that He lay down His life for His friends. Take a look at His friends. Bunch of sinners.
All I can say is stop looking at the world and start looking at the cross.
Amen.
It really took place. Really did.
Well said there, Molly. She's right. Looking unto Jesus, the Bible says, the author and the finisher of our faith. If you want a good example, don't look at Brother Eddie. Look to Jesus. I'll disappoint you. I won't mean to. I'll just do it because I can't measure up to what you need. You won't find no fault in Jesus. He goes even beyond. He goes even further than what you need. He's the perfect example of the obedient son. Okay, if we're done, we'll be dismissed. I was expecting.
No, wait a minute. Would Hope like to be baptized next Sunday? Today or next Sunday?
I guess next Sunday. So.
Next Sunday? Okay, it's church.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that'd be wonderful. Anybody else interested in getting baptized? I don't know who all has, who all hadn't, but anybody else interested in being baptized next Sunday? Holden's wanting to get baptized. That's wonderful. What a blessing. Yeah, we certainly want to get that done as fast as possible. I've actually got a pair of old tennis shoes out there in the trunk of my car. I kept them in there for the very reason, just in case something did happen. I'm not too good to go down to water with these pants on, I'll tell you right now. I'm not too good. Matter of fact, I ain't very good at all, but I am saved.
Another thing, we might say,
offer
the play back here, if anybody, you know, the money they
want to
help Robin with, you know.
That'd be a good thing. We want to try to help Robin, put yourself in her situation, and just imagine you want someone to help you, with that same mind, give to her, it'd be a blessing. Anybody else stand there in your heart this morning? Alright. We'll get on out of here then, I guess. Brother Byron, you will dismiss us. Word of prayer there, brother.
Father, again, we bow before you, Lord, to say thank you once more for this day and just for the blessing to be able to be in your house this morning, Lord, with thy people. Thank you for your presence, for the word, for that our hearts have felt, Lord, here this morning. Thank you, most of all, for being with the Savior, help us, Lord, to live. You would have us to live, Lord, that we might be able to hear you. Well done.